WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a dog has died, his owner charged after the animal was left out in the dangerous heat for hours on Sunday in Brick Township. Police were called to the residence on Northrop Drive and found the cane corso unconscious and in severe distress on the second floor fire escape balcony. They lowered the dog to the ground in its cage, wrapped the animal in a wet towel, and took it to a vet hospital in Lakewood. Unfortunately, the dog succumbed to its injuries. Owner, 29-year-old Jonathan Correa, has now been arrested and charged. Now that people can keep fireworks in their homes, there's increased concern that pets could get access to and eat dangerous items.
Dogs are not always discriminating on what they put in their mouth. If they should eat some fireworks, you should call your veterinarian. Some of those have heavy metals, which can be toxic to the pet.
Peter Falk with the New Jersey Veterinary Medical Association says you should also keep your pets away from fireworks displays. Even if you think they can handle the bright lights and loud noises, more animals are reported missing after July 4th than any other time of year. Authorities now say a man abducted a woman, then apparently shot and killed her at a motel in South Hackensack before turning the weapon on himself. Police were called Monday morning about a domestic kidnapping at a Patterson address. They found the male suspect's car near the Knights Inn. After they announced their presence, they say they heard gunshots, broke in, and found the couple dead. They believe 45-year-old Jose Segura Montora shot and killed 41-year-old Marcia Ferreira and then himself. President Trump has several more candidates to interview this week for the Supreme Court vacancy created by the retirement of Justice Anthony Kennedy. The White House says Trump has interviewed four candidates and will speak to a few more this week. He expects to announce his pick next week. A fisherman from Little Lake Harbor was fishing east of the Great Egg Inlet in an area called the Cigar, a pupping ground for great white sharks, when something took his bait about 40 feet below the surface. After a 15-minute struggle, Chris O'Neill says he had a 6-foot great white above the water and on his line. But he released the shark since it's illegal to keep one as a trophy. Have you caught some of the pop-up tents and shops selling fireworks in the Garden State? In the first full July 4th season with legalized fireworks, these locations expect to cash in on your excitement.
We're definitely expecting like 80% of our sales to come in the next 2 days.
TNT Fireworks Manager Caitlin Smalling in Brick says they still have to educate consumers on what's legal in New Jersey and what's not.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.